Service call. Condenser breaker keeps tripping. Field flow for a condenser that trips its breaker. Note when it trips instantly, on start, or after running. Then separate a dead short or grounded compressor from an overamp condition or a tired breaker. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What you'll see, the outdoor unit keeps tripping its breaker. The most important clue is when it trips. And you get that from the customer and from a careful test. Instantly the moment the breaker is reset a dead short. The moment the compressor tries to start locked rotor slash start fault. Or after running for a while an overamp slash overheat condition or a tired breaker. Each timing points at a different failure. Don't just keep resetting it. A breaker that trips is reporting a real fault, and repeatedly resetting into a hard short or grounded compressor is dangerous. Treat the breaker as a witness, not a nuisance. Walk it in order. Get the timing. Ask the customer and then verify safely. Three buckets. Trips instantly on reset short to ground slash dead short. Trips on start attempt locked rotor. Shorted start components. Or trips after minutes slash hours of running over amp. Overheating. Weak breaker. High head. The timing is most of the diagnosis. Power off. Inspect. And on before re-energizing. With the disconnect pulled. Open the unit. Look for burnt wires. Melted insulation. Charred contactor. Rodent damage, water intrusion, and signs of a compressor terminal blowout. Smell for a burnt winding odor. Trips instantly to look for a ground or dead short. With power off, check the compressor terminals to ground chassis for continuity. A grounded compressor winding shorted to the shell trips instantly and is a replace. Also check the contactor, wiring, and the fan motor for shorts to ground. A pinched line voltage wire or a flooded contactor can dead short too. A megometer insulation tester catches a winding that's leaking to ground before it becomes a dead short. Trips on start to locked rotor or start fault. If it tries to start, hums, and trips, the compressor may be drawing locked rotor amps and never spinning mechanically seized, or a dead run cap slash failed hard start so it can't get over the hump. Test the capacitor, check inrush with a clamp meter, and decide between a cap slash hard start rescue and a genuinely locked compressor. See the humming condenser article. Trips after running to overamp or overheat. Clamp the amps while it runs if it'll stay on long enough. A compressor pulling well over RLA, or a fan motor overamping, heats the wiring and trips the breaker on overload. Causes. High head pressure, dirty condenser, dead slash slow fan, overcharge, recirculation, low line voltage forcing high current, a weakening compressor, or a failing motor. Fix the root cause of the high amps. Rule out the breaker and connections. A weak, oversized for its cycles, or heat fatigued breaker can trip below its rating, and a loose lug at the breaker or disconnect overheats and trips. Check torque and temperature at the connections, but never upsize a breaker to stop tripping. Match it to the equipment's nameplate MCA/MOCP. A bigger breaker hides a fault and risks a fire. Check wire condition and rodent damage. Chewed insulation or a wire rub through against sheet metal causes intermittent shorts that trip on vibration. Inspect the full whip and internal harness. What normal looks like. Compressor windings to ground. Open O continuity. A megometer reads high insulation resistance commonly well into the megohms. A low slash declining reading is a failing winding. Running amps. At or below nameplate RLA, brief LRA spike at start that drops within a second or two. Breaker slash MOCP, size to the unit's nameplate maximum over current protection. Never larger to mask trips. Connections, tight, correct torque, no heat discoloration at lugs. Capacitor, within about plus or minus 6% of printed micro F. Common faults and what they mean. Grounded compressor, trips instantly, winding shorted to shell. Megger confirms. Compressor replacement. Dead short in wiring slash contactor slash fan. Instant trip. Often visible burn damage or water intrusion. Repair the short. Locked rotor slash failed start. Trips on start attempt. Hums. Test cap slash hard start. Confirm locked vs rescuable. Overramping from high head. Trips after running. Dirty condenser. Dead fan. Overcharge. Recirculation. Fix the head pressure. Low line voltage. High current, overheating, after run trips. Check supply voltage under load. Weak slash fatigued breaker or loose lug, trips below rating or from a hot connection. Replace the breaker slash retorque, don't upsize. Rodent slash chafed wiring, intermittent shorts, trips on vibration. Inspect and repair the harness. Tech tips and gotchas. Note when it trips before you do anything else. Instant VS on start VS after running splits this call three ways. The timing is the diagnosis. Never upsize the breaker to stop nuisance trips. The breaker protects the wiring. A bigger breaker on a faulting unit is a fire waiting to happen. Match the nameplate mock. Measure the compressor before condemning it on an instant trip. A reading that's dropping toward ground predicts a grounded compressor. A hard zero confirms it. Don't keep resetting into a dead short. Repeated resets into a grounded compressor or shorted wiring can arc and start a fire. Diagnose with power off first. High head is a sneaky breaker tripper. A dirty condenser or dead fan raises amps until the overload or breaker gives up. Always check the condenser and fan on after running trips. Check connections for heat. A loose, discolored lug at the disconnect trips a breaker and isn't the breaker's fault. Retorque to spec. Safety/code notes. Lock out and verify zero voltage before opening the unit. Treat a tripping circuit as faulted and dangerous. Breaker/fuse sizing must follow the unit's nameplate MCA minimum circuit ampacity and Mach maximum overcurrent protection per any C-section, 440. Never exceed Mach to stop trips. The outdoor disconnect must be present and within sight of the unit per any C-section, 440. Discharge capacitors before handling and recover refrigerant per EPA 608 Federal Refrigerant Rules, Subpart F if a repair opens the sealed system.